80s, 90s, 2K, and today. The Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. If you've been thinking about upgrading your home theater system, Patterson's Audio and Video is a great place to do that. They have a huge selection. They're going to help you pick out a system that's perfect for you. They'll even get it installed. Learn more at Patterson's Audio and Video, where they're now offering in-house financing. Stop by in person across the street from the Burley Skate Park, or give them a call at 208-678-6997. It's Wednesday morning, and as we are always joined on Wednesdays, Cheryl Viola, Executive Director of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm loving that the sunrise is starting earlier and earlier.
It's been a really nice week, and it looks like it's going to get even a little nicer as we get closer to the weekend. Highs in the low to mid 70s Saturday and Sunday. I could deal with that.
Well, I know you're not crazy of the heat and stuff like that. And we have an internal battle in my house where my 15 and a half year old son is always complaining it's too hot and wants the air conditioning on, and mom's fighting him and saying, no, it's too early. We're not turning it on yet.
Yep. Well, my house has been using the AC for a few weeks now, so you can tell your son that he's not alone.
Well, but the problem is he freezes me out.
See, that could be an issue.
Yes. So he can be comfortable. So yes, he's chomping at the bit for me to turn that on for him.
Yeah, it's nice outside, and hopefully someday we get to go back to work and enjoy that sunshine on our drive to work and things like that. Of course, we're all still working from home, but it looks like as that stay-home order comes to a close here at the end of the month, not really sure in what capacity we'll be opening the state back up, but there are already steps in place to get things moving. Now, having said that, it's important through this working at home and staying home and things like that, it's very important that we stay connected with each other.
Well, absolutely, because as human beings, we are social creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been wonderful to see the optimism, the hope and kindness that is just strong in the communities as we banded together, to see individuals and families and organizations all support businesses and follow the social distancing. Because as you said, Brock, once they start opening things up, they're still strongly encouraging people, if you're sick, to stay home. I was just reading a report before we came online where they're looking at guidelines and still going to try to encourage people to work from home as long as possible if you can, and not just kind of go out in the masses, because ultimately they don't want to have off spike in cases by opening everything up all at once.
Yeah, a resurgence would set us back a long ways. I mean, we've made great progress by practicing the social distancing and the staying home that we have done, but one little slip up, one little mistake could have some serious detrimental effects on our case count and our healthcare workers and our hospitals and things like that.
Yeah, and so this whole world of telecommuting isn't new. It actually started in 1972. I don't know if you knew it went back that far.
I did not. I had no idea.
It started way back then, and it really kind of took a boom off in the 1990s when they were trying to comply with the Clean Air Act, is when it really boomed and people started doing the telecommuting. But it's been wonderful to see and visit with the businesses to see how they're thinking outside of the box to reinvent the ways that they're doing things as far as your basic jobs and, keeping your business afloat in general. And we want to congratulate everybody on their innovation that they've been doing.
It is pretty impressive to watch businesses in so many different industries kind of convert in real time, and watching employees kind of figure out their footing and figure out how to do it remotely. I've seen a lot of impressive things happen, a lot of thinking outside of the box happen this last month.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. So, as you mentioned, I've got six different ways that not only businesses, but, we as individuals, because you all work for businesses and employers, can help stay connected and part of the recovery plan. So the first is to make sure that your business information and hours are clearly posted. Whether you have shortened hours, whether you're, like some of the grocery stores are open at 6 a.m. for seniors only, what type of adjustments have you made for your business information and hours during that time? Utilize the tools that you have available to you. On the blog, there is a link directed to increase your visibility, which is something that we discussed probably about a year ago now about utilizing your social media tools and different tips and tricks on the best times to post and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So definitely, you know, if you miss that segment back then, take a look at it so that you can learn when the best time is to utilize the tools that you have. And not only the social media, but like, the, you know, have really good signage in your storefronts and your businesses. And of course, Brock, the radio. The radio is a fantastic resource to be using and to be reaching the masses. So lots of different ways that you can use these tools to stay connected. So the first is business information and hours. Then the next one is make sure that you post new procedures. So are you doing delivery? Are you doing curbside pickup? Are you having digital office hours? What's your sanitation procedures for, you know, those who are the essential, businesses? Are you, you know, have it clearly posted? How often are you wiping down carts? How often are, you know, what are you doing? Make sure that is clearly posted. It's going to put a lot of people's minds to rest. Digital visibility. We touched on this a little bit. This is an opportunity. Make sure your websites are up to date with all of these different changes clearly on the website. Offer gift cards, specials, promotions. Once again, the social media. It has been so much fun. And I know, Brock, you follow a lot of different things. I'm going to do a shout out to one of my chamber members, Moss Greenhouse. If you have not been following Facebook stuff, it's fantastic because they're doing live videos, they're walking through the greenhouse and talking about different plants and just doing all sorts of innovative, thinking outside of the box ways to make sure that they can still reach out to their customers. You can order online and then you can drive up and they will bring your order right to you and load it in your vehicle for you.
Very cool.
It is very cool to see how many different people are doing it. Like the restaurants, of course, are all doing curbside pickup. You know, some of the grocery stores you can order online and you know, do the curbside pickup. So lots of different ways for digital visibility and thinking outside of the box. Then, of course, how are you helping? This is a great opportunity to help build your brand by tooting your own horn. Making sure that you are doing shout outs to the things that your employees and your businesses are doing to help other people during this time.
That kind of ties right into, you know, helping each other out and being a part of a community. We're all part of one big puzzle. And it's really kind of cool to see everybody try and put it together.
Well, and last but not least is checking in, making sure if you are one of those non-essential businesses that's completely closed down, make sure you're checking in with your customers saying, hey, we miss you. We can't wait to see you, as well as your staff that may have had to be furloughed during this time. Check in with them. See how they're doing. Because like you said, Brock, we are all connected. And by what we're doing to continue to support each other and keeping everything local, we're going to come out stronger communities in the end, as long as we continue to be there for one another. And don't do, you know, that Amazon online shopping. You know, like I said, order online, for example, at Walmart in Jerome, do your grocery orders online, and then you just drive up to their pickup place and they bring it right out to you. You don't have to get out of your cars. It is the coolest thing ever.
Yep, and that keeps people right here in the Magic Valley employed while we all go through this coronavirus thing.
Absolutely, and these tips are things that we can continue to do even after, you know, finding ways to make sure that we stay connected. Because like you said, I mean, all of our business relationships and human relationships, personal relationships, all are on building relationships and being connected with one another in one way or another.
Now, you've got a lot more stuff on the blog. And so if you have some time today, I highly recommend you visit the blog. That's at visitjeromeidaho.com. That's visitjeromeidaho.com. That is also where you can go to find out about an upcoming event later this week. We actually have an event to talk about, but it's kind of independent and up to each and every one of us to be a part of it. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to congratulate our industry of the week coming up at 8:15 here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.